afternoon, everybody. Today is December 31st, 2013, and this is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and I am going to be doing something a little bit unique today. I am going to interview the interviewer, Ari Koppel of 2012emergence.com. And there are many reasons why I'm doing this. We have a lot of things to go over. This is an extremely important radio show today. I really want everyone to pay attention to what we're going to be addressing because it applies to everyone. So I want to give you a little bit of feedback on Ari because she tends to not really talk a whole lot about her own background. She's a graduate from the University of Miami in psychology and communications. And while she was there, she worked with a Dr. Emiliani, I probably totally obliterated that, Ari, sorry.
It's all right.
Running the Harold Urey Laboratory on pole shifts in ice ages. Sounds fascinating. She also worked as an assistant to Dr. Robert Jastrow, who was the chairman of the board for NASA at Goddard Institute for Space Studies. She's also an ultra-terrestrial contactee, and I really want everybody to understand she's got some extremely great inner workings with a lot of higher light beings. She works very closely with them in the attempt to shift the consciousness on this planet. And for over 35 years, she's been in sales and management. And she's now, of course, the creator of the website called 2012emergence.com. And she very much is concerned about bringing that awareness to the forefront so that people understand what do we do to overcome fear on this planet. She also has her own radio show called Shattering the Matrix on blocktalkradio.com. And her whole aim there, of course, is to bring forth any kind of information on the deceptions and disinformation regarding the dark forces. So, Ari, thank you so much for coming on the line with me today.
Oh, thank you, Alexandra. It's always an honor to be on a show with you. Absolutely.
Well, hey, ditto. And, you know, a lot of people are probably wondering, like, oh, God, it's the Ari and Alexandra team. But the reason why we're hooking up, guys, is because we do realize behind the scenes that we have been very, angelically and galactically orchestrated to work together on this project. Not only just the implant removal process, but on a myriad of other things. And when we look at our history together, it's very, very clear to me that we have a very strong purpose of working alongside one another. So I wanted Ari to talk a little bit today because she is a master at squashing the dark, so to speak. And the reason I say that is because when I was really hurting myself, she's the one I sought out. And she saved my life, literally. And I'm so grateful. Everybody has been writing in at this final hour. And so many of you are under either psychic attack or you're under some very bizarre circumstances that you typically didn't experience before with the dark attacking you. And Ari, what I'd like to talk about today is please give us your insight on a myriad of different tools and ways in which people can just nip this in the bud right here, right now, today. What do they need to do? What is it? What is the reason that they're experiencing it at an all-time high? I mean, I know this is a ton of questions, but we can go over this for the next however many minutes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because everybody really needs to hear this.
Yeah, well, you know, we're going to be experiencing a huge influx of attacks because of the timeline that we're in. We are getting so close to an event. However that manifests itself, however that shows up, no one really knows, I would say. But the dark forces are really running scared, and they're going to not go down without a fight, obviously, because that's what they do. That's part of their wiring. The good thing is that as they do something like that, as they do, orchestrate their little pranks and naughty things that they do to us to keep us chasing our tails and getting us mad and all that, if we stand our ground, if we recognize who we are, if we don't fall for the drama, if we don't believe the illusion, if we don't fall for that, we can overcome that. The problem is that we really give up too easily, and we just forget. We just totally forget all the years that we spent studying and meditating and acknowledging all these truths of a situation, of a discord. We totally forget and we lose control. We get out of our core, and that's how they win. Not only do they get us down that time, but the more that we're beaten, the less that we believe who we are, and then they beat us down again. So it becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy, shall we say. You know, it's like, oh yeah, woe to me, of course, boom, and they hit you, and then, oh, woe to me again, and they hit you again, because you're not building, you're not coming from strength. I guess your question would be, well, what do we do about that? I will speak from my personal experience. Not everyone has the kind of background I have, and it's not the mundane background that that you just read, the resume, shall we say. It's more my connection with the other side. So I work very closely. As a child, I knew about the higher realms, the illumined realms, the kingdom of heaven, whatever feels good, that kingdom, okay, where the divine occurs, where everything is in the way it should be in the divine blueprint. There are beings that work in those realms that serve Prime Creator, and those are the ones that I've always connected with ever since I had common sense to realize that, oh my gosh, I'm not from here. I'm not from this realm. I'm not from this planet. I don't belong here. I know I have a purpose, but I don't know what it is. From that age, I'm talking about 4, I was always connecting to those higher realms. So I already knew, because it was wired in me, how to manifest as a child. I knew how to do that. I knew how to overcome things and become super strength, a super strong being, you know, where I would defend. To give you an example, I would be 6 years old. I was 6 years old, and my brother, who was 4 years old, got beaten by a 13-year-old. And I stood up to this 13-year-old and beat the crap out of him. Because I used to do this mantra, and I didn't know what a mantra was at 4, but I did. And so I would do a mantra, and that mantra would make me into a super duper human being. And I was bigger than this kid, and I would beat him up. I mean, and that's how I would do things like that. To make a long story short, connecting with these higher realms is absolutely important. Because if you're not connecting to that, then you're buying into the lower frequency realm, which is the one that we're in right now, which is not really where we're supposed to be. This is not really our home. We're just experiencing this right now for a purpose, for whatever the reason is that we're here. So one of the things that I do is I automatically do connect with my mighty I Am presence. For those of you who don't know what that is, I would strongly suggest you start Googling it, start getting books about it, maybe getting the chart of what that looks like. But it is your true self. It's your higher self. From there, I do bring down the tube of light. I do surround myself with the tube of light, where it's completely surrounding me all the way to the bottom, to the center of the earth, all the way to my mighty I Am presence. And I do surround myself also with what we call the electronic circle of the mighty I Am presence, which is I would call it, it's really a circle. I mean, I'm sitting in the middle and it's completely surrounding me like a shield, a force field that nothing can penetrate it. It is so strong that they say, and I haven't tested it, of course, yet. I hope I never have to. I hope I never have to. But they say that even if someone were to shoot a bullet at you, well, you know, I have to take that back. I'll tell you a story about that. If they shoot a bullet at you, even an atomic bomb, goes off next to you, nothing will perturb you. Nothing, not even a hair on your head is moved. That's how strong this is. It's called the electronic circle of the mighty I Am presence. And then I coat that with mirrors. And that's really important, because we're talking about psychic attack many times. What I do with the mirrors is, it's the intention is that only that those things that are to my highest good, those things that are in alignment with my divine self, with my higher self, with my I Am presence, those things that are in alignment with the divine blueprint of myself and what is in true in all the order of the divine. Only those things can get through and come to me. Anything else that is not that will be reflected back to itself and multiplied, so that anyone who has an ill intent towards me, Anything that is evil, anything that is of a lower vibration that wants to get me perturbed, get me upset, knock me down, get me ill, whatever those things are, they stay out. And it goes back to its source. Go right ahead and knock yourself out. Go ahead and project whatever you want negatively towards me, because it's not going to come to me, but it'll come right back to you. And that's what that is. But it to me, it works without fail. Because I do practice that, and I do not only, I can't say I believe that, I'm telling you that I know that. I know that this is true. I know that this is true, and I am that. And that is absolutely correct, because of the fact that I've done it so many times since childhood without trying to understand it. And here's the big thing with me right now, where I'm at in trying to let people, you know, get to the point of being able to do this. Almost second nature. You can't use your mind. You can't try to rationalize, well, how does this work? And well, how does that, I mean, how does it, you know, how is it supposed to look around me? And what dimension and what is the thickness of this shield? And, you know, if you start getting to start using your mind and rationalize it and comprehend it, using the mind, it's not going to work. You got to allow and know that you know that you know that that indeed is in place, because you're talking about realms that are, these are the divine realms. These realms don't operate or function from the way that we see things down here. They just are. And so you've got to be in that I am mentality. I just am. It just is. How does it work? All right. It just does. It just is. There is no rationalizing. There's no trying to understand it. It just does. And I would do that as a child because I didn't know. I mean, what is the thickness of this thing? I don't know. How big is it supposed to be? I don't know. How do you do these magic words that transform me and make, I don't know. I just did them and I believed it. And I knew that I knew that I knew that those things were going to take place all the time. It just happened.
You know, Ari, the other thing that's really, piece of this too is knowing that you're so much more massive than the physical part of you. And I know that when I perceive myself to be this multidimensional field that's everywhere and anywhere, that is your I am. And if you see yourself through that light, your power is going to go up about 1,000,000%. And I mean, this is why I called you on today, because I thought, who of all people has just been, you know, on the rooftop screaming about empowerment? And that has been you. I really appreciate it. Now, for the individual that cannot trust in themselves, in their own I am, what would you say to them?
I mean, that's going to be really a tough one. You know what I mean? Because they're operating from, obviously, they're buying into this realm. They're buying into this dimension. They're buying into the matrix. And I know so many people like that. You and I have had conversations of some, you know, recently. I don't even know. I wish there was a magic wand that I can just put over a person and just say, you are now empowered. Unfortunately, the empowerment has to come from within. A person has free will and you must make choices. The choices are to be, okay, to believe that you are this realm, that you are this world, part of this world, that you are part of this matrix, this illusion, that you are flesh and blood, that you are, you know, all your problems and that you are your illnesses and your financial situation. If you believe that, you will be stuck in that. And there is nothing that I can say or do or rub on you, or any meditation or anything that I can do, not even an ascended master can come in and change that, because that is your choice. That is your free will. So it has to come from you. Even the implant removal, Alexandra, even that, you know, once you get that and your slate is clean, you start fresh, because that's what you, it's a reboot. Man, and if you don't take your life back, if you don't take your sovereignty back, if you don't take your power back, you're back in the shithole all over again. So it's just giving you the reinforcement, that power, that injection, that boost that you need to be able to do that. But man, if you start believing again that your life is all your problems, that you are those pains and pings and pangs and your financial situation and the drama of your love life and whatever, that's what you'll be. And it doesn't matter how many implant removals you have. It doesn't matter how many psychic surgeries you have, how many exorcisms you have, how many reptilians you get off of you. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? It's got to come from you. You've got to desire it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like after you have the implants removed, you're in an ejector seat.
Yep.
That's how rapidly your life will take off if you choose and make the decision. Now, one of the things I'd like to say is if you are in a place where you are wavering about your strength, if you are in a place where you're feeling sad or depressed or you're trying to figure out why are these feelings coming up, then this is a place where you go and
you ask for the beloved
violet flame. The violet flame is one of the most outstanding. Come on, folks. This was a gift because it was a tool that was only shared in the mystery schools long ago. Mm-hmm. Now everybody knows about it. Well, anybody that studies the IM teachings or any of that sort. And it is, without a doubt, one of the most effective things I've ever used in my life. When you're feeling shaken and scared and vacillating and unsure and uncertain and desperate and, you know, any of those kinds of feelings, all you have to do is call in. I mean, go into a room by yourself. You know, I actually take a walking stick that I have, and I slam it down. And I call in the beloved mighty violet flame and ask it to consume all density within all of my bodies and to return it back to, you know, Father, Mother, God. And I know you probably could recite it better than I can, but it is really, truly one of the most effective things you can do. Tell them another thing you can do.
It's literally a cloak of invisibility, just like you would see in Harry Potter. I mean, it's not a physical one, obviously, but you would have to visualize it as if it was a cloak of material that when you're putting it over you, you're gone. So you'll see the chair maybe that you're sitting on, and you have to visualize yourself sitting in the chair, and then now you're seeing yourself from a much higher perspective. You put the cloak on, and now you visualize yourself that you're gone. And then you've got to do what I do with manifestation, is that I see it, I know it, it clicks. So I get like a sensation in my body that shows that it actually happened. So I'll get like maybe the little hairs on my head, on my arm will stand up. I'll get a reaction in my solar plexus. There's some physical manifestation that happens that says, oh my God, it's like an excitement. Oh my God, it happened. I don't see myself. When you get that, it's done. You become invisible. It happens all the time that I use that. I'll be down, unfortunately, I'll be speeding, but I would have put the cloak of invisibility, and I'll be speeding. The guy behind me is not speeding. The guy behind me gets pulled, and I just keep going. I mean, stuff like that. I mean, just these are like little things that show that, yes, oh my God, the cloak was working. That's what I use for, to be invisible to the psychic realms, to anyone who might want to cause me harm, anyone who might want to do any type of remote viewing. I put the cloak of invisibility, I become invisible, and that's the end of that. Plus, you know, then I use everything else, including the mirrors.
Now, it's interesting because I can tell you, I've shared that with several healers, and they didn't know anything about it. And it, in my opinion, is one of the best tools.
It is.
If you're doing a lot of work on the inner plane, which a ton of us are, and a lot of us don't even know we're doing it, for those that are consciously doing a lot of work on the other side, this is without a doubt one of the most important tools.
Yep.
Actually, one of the tools that was missing in my life that brought me to my knees.
Wow, that's great.
I'm really grateful to have been, you know, and it's kind of like one of those things where I had been told about it a long time ago and forgot about it, wasn't practicing it like you were saying. Mm-hmm. So it's really important. What about proclamation?
I'm going to be very honest with you. I personally don't use them because I'm using all these other tools. I'm already in a state where what I do is I do the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Adonai Sebayot mantra over and over again in my head, under my breath, even in my sleep, as I'm driving, as I'm doing the dishes, whatever I'm doing, that is what is behind that. That takes over my thoughts. And so what that does is it creates a force field around me, a shield, and it takes me to the higher realms to begin with. It raises my vibration. So I'm functioning from a higher vibration so that I am totally, invisible anyway to anything that's lesser in vibration to that. And so that's why I don't use what you, the proclamations or anything like that. I don't use affirmations, proclamations, or anything like that. I just get into the higher vibration to begin with.
Okay. I have used proclamations, and I think the biggest difference is how you do it. If you're going to do it, and if it's going to work for you, you really need to be in a state of total passion.
Sure.
And, you know, the Ascended Masters have said many, many times, we are creator mm-hmm. gods. But the reason that we don't create what we want is because we haven't connected the body, mind, spirit fully. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to have the tone.
Yep.
You have to have the visualization. You have to have the passion,
yep.
the feeling.
Yep.
And if you don't marry those three, you won't get what you
That's
want.
Right.
I mean, and that it's as simple as
yep.
that. So there is a proclamation up on my page, on my website, that we have used. It is so powerful, and it was made by a guy named Rich Work. It was brought into our lives in a time when we were under severe, psychic attack, and really weren't sure why this was all happening, but we were so into the conspiracy theory. And these are the days when, you know, we were going to offshore seminars, and it was all about conspiracy, and they couldn't come onshore, so everything was really being
yep.
monitored.
Yep.
And in that time, we had literally a walk-in come into our life, and she handed us this.
Wow.
And then we never saw her again. And basically, you know, it says, you know, I, Alexandra Silby Metters, proclaim my life is my own. I close all windows, portals, and doorways, allowing another to observe or manipulate my energies as far as they extend, and transmute all energies connected to this experience into the divine expression of creative love. And it goes on and on and on.
Wow.
But it's so incredibly divinely worded.
Wow.
It is so powerful.
Yep.
And I guarantee you, we've actually seen windows, portals close as we were proclaiming.
That is
those.
Awesome.
What my intention is, everybody, is that we will be putting a list of all this stuff together, because I really feel, since we're getting close, and we'll talk about that in a minute, since we're getting close to the final hour, they have stepped things
they
up.
Sure have.
One of the reasons they've stepped things up is because of, I know, the piece that we've brought forward, and that is we are unplugging people from the Matrix, literally,
yep.
and they are not happy about it. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about was how we define ourselves as beings of light. You and I just talked about this a little while ago. I feel that after you've had your implants out, it is one of your responsibilities to go back to the drawing board, look at yourself and perceive yourself in a totally different way, even if you're okay with yourself,
mm-hmm.
and recognize that before, when you were implanted, that the ultimate thing that came along with that was the core of your being was based on victimization.
Right.
Okay? Whether it was generational belief systems that were passed down from your grandparents and your parents, whether it was peer pressure and being picked on at school, whether it was, you know, I'm too fat, I'm too ugly, I'm too this, I got too many zits on my face, whatever, okay, to I wasn't successful enough in college, to I don't have a high enough paying job, all of these things, if you literally looked at everything that we have based this matrix on, it's all about we are victims. I know for me, I'm speaking
sure.
just personally,
yep.
I have had to go back to the drawing board and say, oh, wow, wait, you know, that's got a little victimization in that thought form.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to trash that and replace it with something completely different. One of the things that I feel that's happening with me after this process has been done is I'm still recognizing. You know how that saying goes, the world is your oyster?
Yep.
I mean, it truly is
yeah.
now. And I'm noticing that I am manifesting expediently anything that is of an amazing support to the mission that I'm on. It's just flying into my life. I want people to understand that you get these things removed, but you got to do some inner work, because you literally trashed an old operating system.
Yeah.
And how did you say it to me today? It was so poetically stated.
You're putting a software, okay, so you're putting a new operating system in. Then
right.
all of a sudden, you want to keep some of the old files that were corrupt. So
right.
you want to keep these files because they've got old pictures in there, and then you want to keep some of these writings that are in these document files, and the next thing you know, you're putting in all this stuff from the old stuff that was corrupt, and the next thing you know, everything is corrupt again. It's like a virus. So now you're not clean anymore. So you got to let go. You got to let go of all that stuff. And here's the thing, letting go of those attachments to things, attachments to ideas, attachments to people that no longer serve you, ideas that no longer serve you, things like that. You've got to be willing to let go and start anew. Come on with that new software program, that new way of thinking, connecting to directly to source, man. I mean, that to me is like so huge when I see people. Oh my gosh, don't get me started. You know, when I see people quoting, you know, from, because so-and-so from such and such, blog or such and such a workshop or some famous name or some channeler said this and that. And I'm thinking to myself, are you kidding me? Wait a minute. Are you kidding me? But what do you say? What is it that you know? Forget about what they're saying. Forget about what you read. What do you know? And why is it that you don't know at this point? At this point in time, we're so close to something major happening and people are still quoting so-and-so's truth and so-and-so's reality and so-and-so and so and making it your own. The point is that we have a direct line to the main server.
Yeah.
Yes,
I love that.
Not our little, you know, whatever megabyte little laptop. We've got the mainframe, and we're connecting to our little. We're on. What do you call that? That telephone dial up. That's where we're at. We're not even using the modem. The telephone dial up. It's not even, you know, it's not even cable or DSL or anything. It's dial up mode. And on top of that, we're connecting to the little, you know. I mean, you gotta connect to source. You gotta get the stuff directly from source, man. It's because there you can't go wrong. You're not gonna get the wrong information. You're gonna get the information, not disinformation, not misinformation, not things that are tainted or twisted or qualified with a certain energy or a certain agenda. No, it's crisp and clean and clear and pristine, and you can't get any better than that. And that's where people are going wrong. That they're not trusting in themselves being able to do that. And I think that that's what the implant removal gives you, that ability to start from scratch, to get rid of all the corrupt garbage. And now you're crystal clean. Now you have a direct line. It's like when you get that catheter, you know, when a person has an artery that's plugged up and they go in and with a stent and they open it up. And that's what, don't, you know, that's not a way to do that. But I'm saying, you need a clear line. You need something that's unplugged and unclogged, you know, unclogged. So that's what we need to do. And that's what the implant process does. It gets us going to be able to have a clean and direct line to source. And that's where we need to do. We need to get all our answers and stuff from there.
You know, I'm so in alignment with what you're saying. And the other thing that I'm hearing from people is, oh, you can do that. But you know, I've just never really been successful at that. Well, I want everyone to know we've all been born with gifts. Every single one of us has a gift. But if you don't work at it, I mean, yeah, there are those few people that walk around that have automatically been given the gift of psychic abilities. They chose to bring that into this reality.
Sure.
Yeah, you have some of those people. They're few and far between, really. And they haven't had that fun of a life because of it. But for those of us that lost that at an early age, you got to do some work to get it back.
Yep.
You know, you got to work at it. You can't just, you know, do a bewitch thing and go twinkle, twinkle, and bam, it occurs. Yeah. I think people tend to compare themselves to very outstanding psychics and things. And then again, they go into the victimization. Oh, I'm inadequate. Mm-hmm. I'm not as good as. And that's where what you just said fits in, is we have to get rid of all these belief systems that we've developed over all these years. So it's a whole scratch it. Get rid of it.
Yeah, and it's easier said than done sometimes, you know, because you know, we're accustomed to our baggage, we're accustomed to our, you know, stuff, and it's clutter. But man, you know what? I don't want to let go of this because, you know, it reminds me of that, and I don't want to go, you know, let go of this one because, you know, I grew up with that, and it's just, it's almost like a little, what do you call those little blankies? A comfy blankie, a little blankie that little kids just use to comfort them. It's right. something that gives you comfort. You know, to me, it's chocolate, but other people is, you know, that type of thing. It's a comfort thing. It's stuff that people know they need to do, but are many times are unwilling to do that because it's painful to part with things that, you know, they've lived with for X amount of years. And
well, to, you know what, too, Ari, is like for those of us that are out there and you're working, you know, an 8-hour day, which of course is typically 10 to 12 hours, and they just don't feel like they have a whole lot left over. Well, the thing is you really have to look in the mirror and say, how badly do you
want
this? Right,
exactly.
And this is, again, getting down to your choices. Yep. And your choices, you're going to really be challenged when you go through the implant removal process that you mentioned. You will be challenged about who you're going to want to spend your time with. You're going to want to spend your time with those that are of a much higher vibration.
Absolutely.
Which, because it's natural, you know, that you will want to be resonating with a higher frequency because you're a higher frequency. So, you know, I just really challenge each and every one of you out there. If you're having, you know, I've had people write into me and go, God, the attacks, the this, the that, the other, they're just in an all-time high. Let me tell you, today was a very frustrating day. Just because I decided to interview Ari yesterday, from the moment that I decided to interview Ari and talk about this, I had nothing but technological problems. I mean, they were challenges, I should say. And, you know, I was telling Ari this morning that I just had to, like, laugh.
Yeah.
Because it was one thing after another. I had printer problems. I had computer problems. I had my cell phone die, and I had to go down and get a new one. And then when they did that, they couldn't even get my passwords that were perfectly normal, and I'd never changed them. They wouldn't work. You know, I mean, it's just one thing after another.
Well, it just tells you something, doesn't it? That there must be something that we were going to share or are sharing that they just, you know, it's just, it's empowering. And it allows people to go to the next level. Okay, so now you stepped up, you heard the call, you went ahead and got your implants removed. Okay, but you're going to have to step up now even more. Okay, so what do you do to protect yourself? What do you do? Oh, they don't want you to know that. Are you kidding me? No, they don't want you to know that. And if there's any way possible, you know, you and I, of course, we're going to get on air and talk about it because people need to know this.
You know, Ari, you're going right into the next topic, which I'm so grateful that you brought it up, and that is we are literally today, New Year's Eve of 2014.
Wow, yes.
And we have a huge year ahead of us. Now, I've been saying all along, I've been getting the hit that somewhere around the time of springtime, there's going to be a fairly major shift going on. How that then unfolds, I do not know. And when, I don't know. But with that said, let's talk a little bit about what do you feel is going on with those of us that have decided to step forward and do this process?
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, it's interesting because I just looked up and I saw this major blue light, and whatever that means, I don't know. But I just have to say that. A little fairy, a little something, I don't know. Wow. Well, yeah, I've been getting, you know, we've been talking about the 144,000 and when you've been on my show, and it's almost like a clarion call for those that are have a very specific mission to accomplish during these times to step up, okay? And I have to personally say that a lot of people, unfortunately, misunderstand they qualify what we're stating with the 144,000. And it's not a group of people that they are super privileged or that are better than other people, okay, or better than other light workers or others in the spiritual community. It's just a group of people that have certain wiring, okay, or certain codes, and it's a little bit more than that because it doesn't make it. It's not that because they're just better than and I just because everybody they get hung up on this, and you know, and I think I mentioned that to you. It's like I've got to clarify that because there are a lot of people. If somebody mentions it, You know, remember, I always measure everything with being the microcosm of a macrocosm. If somebody just mentions it, then it's out there somewhere and other people are thinking the same way. So I've got to address it. There are certain people that come into a world that is in the process of ascension that have very specific functions. And the 144,000 have a very specific function. Like maybe others have another function. You know, others function by holding the light. Others function by creating music that's just a very high frequency and just keeps everybody's frequency at a certain level. I mean, everybody has a specific task and specific specialty. Well, the 144,000, and this is what I was reminded again by my dear friend Atona Arreyes, who is also part of this whole thing of activating the 144,000. Is that the 144,000 on the other side, I'm talking about the other side of the veil, the higher realms of the realms of the illumined worlds, were given mandalas, living mandalas. So the 144,000 carry a special mandala. And you mentioned something about the mandala the other day, or the geometric, the activation of how we're forming a geometry. Unbelievable. And then I came up and told you this and it was like, oh my God. But we carry living mandalas that when we come together, as many of us of the 144,000, because I don't know how we would be able to do this, but that would be great. But even if it's just a portion of us, when we come together and reunite in a certain sacred a place, okay, we're talking about like a Mount Shasta, let's say, just to give you an idea, you know, a certain place that's of sacred, have high vibration, that type of thing. We are activated together and we form that living mandala. And then we are actually creating that transformation. We're helping in the transformation of this planet in a much quicker fashion, in a much more powerful fashion. So that's what I got. And Atona Arreyes would even, if we ever get on a show together, she will even elaborate into that. So we are going to be creating sacred journeys, initiating those that are saying, I'm in, I'm one of us, you know, I'm one of the 144. I've gotten my implant removal, or I know that I'm one of the 44, and we're recognizing who we are. We're coming together to these sacred places. We're getting initiated and we're getting that mandala activated. That is what's going to help this planet, you know, just push it even further. So, yeah, so that's in the works.
It also confirms my guidance, which has told me, you read all these channelings, and I know we all have some misgivings about channelings, but we read all these channelings, and what do you hear in almost every single one of them? You hear, we are who we are waiting
sure.
for.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And then, you know, I received a message the other day, and it was basically, we are the event.
Yep.
We are the event.
Yep, we sure are.
And the 144,000 have a big job ahead mm-hmm. of them. And that job is to get ready, get prepared. This isn't just, you know, a lightweight process of what we're going to be
right.
doing. We will never be the same after we gather together and do this. And this is going to be not only life-changing personally, but it will be changing the planet. And you're right. There are so many other groups that have their own role to play.
Yep.
And we can't do it without them.
Nope.
And they can't do it without us. It's all part of the tapestry.
Yeah.
You know, it's all the way that the divine decree basically planned this whole thing. And it all gets back to, again, getting away from the victimization. If you're looking at this saying, oh, you're saying that you're better than.
Exactly.
You need to step back and say, okay, first of all, that's not what
exactly.
we're saying. And if you're taking it that way, then what within you is thinking that somebody's trying to tell you you're lesser
right.
than?
Well, it's that old belief system, and they're buying into that, and you know, and that's how we filter out information or misperceive things, you know, where miscommunication happens. But yeah, this whole thing with the 144,000, I mean, that's major, because we're on the planet now.
I tell you, the other thing that's just blown my mind is I had spoken to Cobra before our last interview, and I said, I don't know, we were talking about the implant removal, and I said, Cobra, it's just so fulfilling, because I'm receiving emails like on a daily basis. I mean, this is really changing people's mm-hmm. lives. Those that are ready to move forward, I mean, they are like,
yep.
you know, just missiling into the ethers. And he said, "Oh, that's wonderful." I mentioned something about the 144,000. Well, bam, you know, a couple days later, I don't know if you saw it, he put a post out about the 144,000.
Yeah.
So it really was interesting because we're all receiving mm-hmm. our guidance all about this, and it's come up just in the last, what, maybe, I mean, heavily.
Heavily, probably, what, within the last month or so, or
yeah,
you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because that's what I've been seeing, too, a lot of that, a lot of that. A lot of people just synchronicity, you know, bringing us together. And speaking about that, and somebody will say, well, this is the piece that I bring. This is what information I got. And I go, oh my God, that's what Alexandra say or said, or that's what Atona said. And oh my God. And it's all like coming together beautifully. And then you know that this is being divinely guided and orchestrated, because there's no way that so-and-so would know about it and you would know about it. And the same, you know, the same thing. Maybe you're using a word that's similar, but it's the same. It's the same concept. You know what I'm saying? And you're conveying the same information. I'm just like totally tickled to death about this. Which I hate being tickled, but but this one I can take. I like this. I like this tickling. This is cool.
Well, it seems like this is what we've all been waiting for.
I know.
This is it. We're finally at the final curtain call. You know, it's just a question of gathering and, you know, those that are ready to step up and getting it done. You know, it really is. It's up to us. When are we going to get this done? When can we get this done? Are we capable? Are we ready? I mean, that's just mind-blowing.
It is mind-blowing.
And it's like what you said before. I mean, when you live your life through this filter, when you live your life where you've received some information, you know, you're kind of wondering, wow, that's pretty interesting information, but it's just to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's just to me. So, you know, I'm going to just kind of keep it in the back of my head. I'm not going to say much, anything. And then all of a sudden you get a phone call and they say something that's exactly like what you just got the night before through your guidance, you know? And then the next day you go to the store and you see, you know, like numerology that backs up what, you know, and that's what's been happening. Mm-hmm. So it's very clear to me that we are starting to gather on the other side of the veil. And things are getting close. And look at all the amazing inroads that are being, you know, occurring across the world. I mean, oh my God.
Yep.
I mean, today was the sun has supposedly finished flipping.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I know. That's cool.
How cool is that? That A, we're still here with all the fear porn that's been out there about how we're going to fly off the planet and we're going to blow up and all this. We made it through. This was a really big thing that a lot of people were afraid of. All the earth changes. Why did we have less earth changes? It wasn't just because of the galactic intervention.
Right.
It was because of all the work that the emissaries of light have done, because we desired it. We desired that it not be a catastrophe. Therefore, we created it into something much more streamlined. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we are living in such impeccably fascinating time.
It truly is. It really, truly is. And you know, the Illumined worlds are really just, it's just so, the veil is so thin now. I mean, really that thin. And it's really just a matter of us being able to recognize when someone that is of a higher vibration, a being of higher vibration, is actually in a room with us. It's very subtle and it's very refined, and one has to really know what they're looking for. And, you know, that is something that happens when, you know, we start raising our vibration and we start, again, with the getting rid of the junk, the garbage, and that willingness, that desire has to be there to be able to open oneself up to these realms, because they are literally almost like it's even thinner than an onion, you know, skin. It's that thin. But you got to know what you're seeing. You got to be able to recognize the manifestation of these worlds. Because you might be missing out on a whole bunch of stuff and thinking, and here's where the thinking comes, thinking that it comes in a certain way, with maybe the trumpets, da 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 da. Here I am. I am Saint Germain and Jesus Ananda, and I'm this is El Mor. And they don't come in like that. You know, these beings don't show up like that. And you know, you might have an angel next to you, and of course, you know, there's many people who've given all these things, these beautiful beings of these higher realms, a terrible, terrible reputation now. You know, because of this new age concept and spiritual thing. You know, and it's bad.
I'd like to ask you about that. So, you know, George Cavasilis was one of the main players to bring forth that there are a lot of, you know, people praying, calling in, invoking these ascended masters and lords and things like this, and that they're basically they're just another being that is trying to capture, you know, and keep us subservient to them and keep us away from our own inner power. What is your feeling about that?
I'm not saying that that may not be true, and it, that there aren't beings that are pretending and disguising themselves as beings of light. And I would say, yes, indeed, they are. There are those beings out there. But you recognize them by their vibration. They do have energy signatures. They actually have energy signatures. And of course, here's the problem, that I'm going to try to describe, is that a lot of people have not had experiences with these beings in the past. Therefore, if a being of light, whether it's they're calling themselves a being of light that is of the false light, were to appear in front of someone, it's very difficult to discern if you have not had an experience of what, you know, and they come in and they say, well, I'm Saint Germain. Okay, or I'm Ashtar or whatever. If you haven't really had experience with Ashtar, you would not know what Ashtar's real true energy signature is, and therefore you're going to buy in, you know, to that because they're speaking in such a beautiful way. Their demeanor is so peaceful. They're glowing. You know, they're wearing the right clothing. You know, they're blonde and blue-eyed and blah, blah, blah. And you know, you're going to fall for it if you're not knowing what to look for. In reality, the beings of light don't normally show up in the way that they show up. It's so refined that you can't perceive it with your eyes. Let me just put it that way. If you're perceiving it with your eyes usually, and if you don't have experience with that, the true signature, I usually will do, I'll do the Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sebayot, because if they truly are a being of light that serve Prime Creator, they will sing that right back with you. They'll sing it with you because what it's saying is holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. And for them to be able to say that, they have to obviously be in service to the Prime Creator. So therefore, they have to sing it back to you. If they don't sing it back to you, just tell them to go away. That you serve Prime Creator, you serve the light, and therefore they have no business being in your space, and they need to leave. But yes, there are beings that pretend to be because they are deceivers, and there are many of those beings coming in through channelings, unfortunately, pretending to be Jesus Ananda and Michael and all the wonderful names, household names that we're aware of. They all use the same colorful language. It's all very embellished. It's all, and the beings of light really do not speak that way. They do not speak that way. They're very straight and to the point. Straight and to the point. Very loving, like a loving father, like a loving mother, very loving, but straight and to the point. There's no sugarcoating or anything. So if you get a being that talks to you, dear ones and beloveds and all that, you know, run away because it's all BS and they're lying to you. They're trying to awe you and wow you. And because it feels good because, wow, they're calling me dear ones. They must be of love. No. On the contrary, that's what they're used to. It's their little carrot. Okay, it's almost like they're trying to put the little worm in the hook and trying to bait you. That's what they're doing. But no, there are indeed beings of light, ascended masters, that have attained their mastery from this illusion. And they're not in polarity because they can't be in polarity in order to be ascended. Therefore, they are totally free from the matrix, totally free from this wheel, this life and death cycle. They're totally free from illnesses, and you know, regardless of what we believe, whether George Cavassalis says this or that, they're ascended regardless of what George Cavassalis says.
Well, and also, it's a very rare moment for an ascended master to appear in physical.
Very rare. Extreme.
And tell everybody why.
Why it's rare? I don't know what you're asking me. Why would it be rare?
It's exceptionally difficult for them because of the frequency and the vibration, number one. It's not that they can't. It's that they don't really want to.
They usually don't. And again, and if they do, it's very, very rare. But it again, is not the way that people are expecting that to happen. And that's what I'm trying to say, is that a lot of people won't get an experience that might be a true experience with the Illumined Realms, because they're thinking in their head that it has to look a certain way, and when it actually happens, they miss it because they were wearing filters based on a 3D world and matrix that they're used to living, and they're not allowing for something else to show up to give them a vision of what those other worlds might look like. You know what I'm saying? I mean, do you understand?
God, Ari, that is such a good point. I received an email today from a woman that was, I almost was in tears. And she was talking about how she was irritated. She was at the airport and they bumped her and they put her in a seat that she didn't want to be in. And this guy comes walking up and he's like 500 pounds and he sits down next to her. And not only that, but you know, he was a little bit on the smelly side.
Okay, right.
He had BO. Right. And she said it was without a doubt because she finally let go of her irritation and her, you know, frustration with the airline and what she thought she should have. And she finally just, like, let herself go into the moment. This individual ended up royally changing her life.
Wow.
She said it was one of the most profound, beautiful experiences of her entire life. He gave her these words of wisdom that will be carried in her heart for the rest of her life. And it, in my opinion, was the classic way in which spirit works with
Absolutely.
Us. It's not the way we expect spirit to communicate to us. And it's not the way that we think we're going to get information to us. It's the way in which the world, you know, kind of unfolds in front of us when we're like a kid and we're open and we are okay with just being super wide open to any possibility.
Right. Exactly.
And that's when the miracles occur and the communications and the omens and the ahas and the realizations.
Totally.
As always, Ari, I thoroughly enjoyed interviewing you, and I just wanted to reiterate, so if you guys can hang tight, I'm going to try to put this together tomorrow, but Ari, let's go over really clearly, what are the key steps that they do every morning when they get up, or any time that they feel a sense of fear or discomfort? What are the key things for them to do each day to up their protection?
What you just said is really important, because when you get up in the morning, if you're in fear or if you're going into a situation that is unsure, something that puts you out of your core, I always do the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Adonai Sabayot. And I'll just say over and over again, even while I'm driving to that location or to whatever situation you're going into, because it just changes it. It changes the vibration. It puts it in a higher vibration to begin with. And nothing that's of a lower vibration can exist in that same space. So you just start off with that. If you need to know how to say it, Alexandra, you'll have it up on your website. Yeah, I'll let you know how, you know, what it is and how to pronounce it and all, and people can do that. But that is number one that I would use, and I use that in my arsenal every single day to protect myself, protect my loved ones, protect my pets, protect my home, any type of weather, things like that. It creates a shield. Nothing can touch you. On top of that, then you can use the electronic circle of the Mighty I Am Presence. Surround yourself with, pretend that you're in a circle or a bubble that's golden in color, and it's so powerful. It's a force field. Nothing can penetrate it. Nothing. And then I totally coat it with mirrors facing outward, so that anything that comes to you that is not in alignment to your highest good or to the divine goes back to its source multiplied. And that's and the cloak of invisibility. Don't forget to put that over you, where you're going to actually put that cloak and make believe it's a huge cloak, where you're going to cover this whole huge electronic circle, and it's just going to completely make that disappear with you in it. And you're complete. I mean, seriously, you've got to know it in your heart that is done. Because if you don't understand that and know it and embrace that to be true, it's not going to work. Nothing's going to work. You say you've got to let go of the disbelief and start acting like you are actually divine, because you are. You've got to start acting that way and take back your power. That's the way you do that.
Okay. We'll also put up the information on the Violet Flame, the proclamation, and operating on a new operating system.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, new operating software. Mm-hmm. So with that said, everybody, I just once again want to thank all of you. You can always visit Ari's site at 2012emergence.com. And, of course, please continue to support galacticconnection.com. And I love you all, and we have Cobra next week. He couldn't make it this week, but this is going to be a really good interview next week. So take care, everyone. Hang in there, and have a wonderful new year.
Have a great new year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.